I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a bit of a frenzy going on around the globe about Barack Obama. The Democratic presidential candidate has enthusiastic fans in many countries. In fact, you can find a number of websites where Europeans, Asians, and Africans can pledge their support for Obama. Of course, they can't vote in the U.S., but that doesn't seem to matter. Nancy Greenlee's reports from Obama Mania Central, Italy.
There's a YouTube video making the rounds. The scene is a classic Italian backdrop. In Venice, a gondola with two gondoliers aboard bobs on the Grand Canal in front of Piazza San Marco. It's the postcard view with a message.
We, like many other Italians, wish that we too could vote for Senator Obama for president. But since we can't, we want to contribute to the grassroots effort of Americans in Italy by doing what we do best, singing.
Obama, go, Joe Biden, Vice President.
Italians are getting in the swim of the U.S. elections, joining rallies and helping with get-out-the-vote efforts. Our gondolier, Roberto Nardin, is politically active, but says he's never gone to these lengths, even for an Italian politician. However, Obama's message of unity and peace spoke to him.
Senator Obama is fresh, he's new, he's clean.
In most of Europe, the Democratic candidate is heavily preferred, while back in the U.S., the race is a lot closer. Here in Italy, Obama might consider running for Pope.
I'm John Baptist Lusala from Uganda, and I'm so excited to have the Obama election campaign in Fuji, and to which I'm a member, actively involved.
The 27-year-old Lusala is studying religion in Rome. Like many foreign Obama campaigners, he believes the Bush administration has trampled civil liberties, bullied other countries, and conducted wars that wasted money better used in places like Africa. Lusala predicts that Obama, the son of a Kenyan, would look beyond U.S. borders if he's elected.
It's like a blessing in disguise for us because, you know, he gets to the White House, you know. I don't think he's going to forget his people because at the end of the day, he's an African, you know. So I don't think he's going to forget about his people.
Lusala has never visited the U.S. In fact, he was denied a student visa several years ago, but doesn't hold a grudge. He realizes the global ramifications of this election. So as a Democrats Abroad volunteer, he's reaching out to American friends.
Making them understand the issues and what is at stake.
Isn't that ironic, though? I mean, you're not an American, and you're telling them about the issues.
I may not force them to vote the way I would love, but then through our discussions, they get to understand the issues in a better way.
But not everyone is giving the classic American thumbs up to these foreign campaigners.
They don't make a difference, and they cannot grasp the complexities of the political process in the United States.
That's Claudio Lodici, American University of Rome political science professor. He says the foreign campaigners don't know that the U.S. president has limited influence on foreign policy. They also don't understand American domestic issues very well. They just think Obama is cool.
There is an Obama mania. It pretty much comes from the fact that Obama is an African American. But I'm not sure they know much about him as a legislator, as a U.S. senator, as a former organizer. It's a very superficial perception.
Meanwhile, Republican John McCain isn't getting as much amore. But Frenchman Jean-Louis Lousier, who is working in Rome, fesses up to his preference.
I know that I'm a really minority in Europe, but why not?
He's not campaigning for John McCain. For Lousier, that's a job for American citizens.
He's got experience. He's a pragmatic.
Lousier thinks Obama is too idealistic. But there's another reason why he supports McCain. He's not George Bush.
I, like most of European people, are quite happy to see the end of Mr. George W. Bush era, because I think it's been really dreadful.
Our Obama enthusiast, John Baptist Lusala, certainly wants his candidate to win. But in the end, the religious student will accept whatever happens.
As a Christian, I pray for all all the people, because I believe God has a purpose for each person.
For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Rome.